eating her. And then they're going to eat me. Oh my God!
You've had a good day, good time, good life, good home, good job, good wife. You're right on time for a bad movie night. You've had a shitty day, shitty job, no life, broken home, born alone, no why. You're ready to hear a bad movie night. You've had a good day.
All right, and welcome to another edition of the Bad Movie Night podcast. I am Aaron Vaccaro, and with me as always...
Nosley?
Hi, Nosley, it's me.
Hi, Nosley, it's me, Jeff.
Smooth start. We're a little out of practice. It's been a while. This is the first time we've actually been able to get together and record in a while due to scheduling conflicts. But
who are you, people?
We'll iron out the kinks in the next 45 minutes to an hour.
I'm Jeff, by the way.
Jeff, yes.
Hello. Oh, hey, how's it going?
I thought you were just saying other people's names and not your own. So
my name is Aaron Vaccaro, and Nosley Leamy, and these other people are Jeff.
All right, so here we are again. If you want to get in contact with us, you can email us at podcast@badmovienight.com. That's NITE.com. You can follow us on Twitter at badmovienight.com. And you can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/badmovienight.com. So it's been a while. How's everybody doing? Anyone seen any good, bad movies?
I haven't seen a bad... I had a bad morning.
Oh,
yeah.
It's kind of not what we were asking, but no, anyway, but go on.
This is a movie podcast, right? Not like a Jeff DeFaro therapy session.
Well, it should be. I went to go to my car this morning, and it's this afternoon, and there was shit on...
No.
Somebody put dog shit on, like, the right windshield wiper.
Oh,
as if, because I will say this, I did park a little fucked up, but it was one of those spots where it's like, if I moved like all the way up, maybe somebody could fit behind me.
Yeah.
But wow. I didn't.
Yeah. I do hate people like you.
Yeah, no, I'm aware of the hate. Yeah. But usually you just go, oh, that guy's a fucking dick.
It's a lot of effort to put
dog shit on.
Dude, that happened to Nick once. Like, he had a horrible neighbor that like harassed him.
Nick is Nosley's boyfriend.
Hi, sure. That's my boyfriend.
For people who have no idea who Nick is.
Oh, Nick.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, Nick.
Whatever. Anyway. You guys don't know him. But his neighbors one day, like, there was just, like, all this shit going on. And we go to his car. We were going to go get food. And they had put shit under his, like, door handle. You know how, like, the door handles now are hollow?
No.
They, like, so you like, you think, yeah, like, you guys took the conscious effort to go find a nice, here's a nice piece of shit.
Gotta find like, that big shit.
Yeah.
You gotta find
and
it.
Then, like, to actually, like how you said, just, like, have the initiative to just take it and, like, smear it on your car and, like.
It's not fair.
It's disgusting.
So it's so, like.
It takes a very bad, weird person to, like. Go about doing
and
that.
And you'll never get that shit.
Like, you're a horrible parker, and that's your bad, but, like, that's...
But know. I'm, like, not gonna go find shit. Like, that's... Yeah. That's like,
maybe I'll key your car or something,
the
but,
only
like,
thing
I won't...
Yeah,
I
think
that... I thought that was crossing my mind, but then Dana is, like, the good angel.
Yeah.
That's my wife, for those who don't know Dana. She's the good angel.
My girlfriend's Katie, by the way.
Yeah.
If you want to just toss in.
We're just going to start making other people up, though.
But she's always like the good angel on my shoulder that's saying, like, that's bad karma and you can't do that. When I've had my car keyed for no good reason whatsoever. So I feel like I owe it to someone to key their car. But,
do it.
You know, needless to say, yeah, it's I'm the asshole who leaves like the passive aggressive notes. Like,
yeah.
Don't park like a dick on their car. And I'm hoping when they come out of their car, like, oh, that's not nice, and it ruins their day. But I'm sure they don't care. They crumple it up and throw it in the gutter. But oh, that sucks, Jeff. I'm sorry you had shit covered.
I did. Well, no. What
did
I
you put the windshield wipers on?
Oh no.
Oh,
okay, I mean, no, you can't miss like five big nuggets of duty.
Yeah.
Ew.
So luckily, I had a plastic bag in my car, and I just picked that shit up and.
You know, he was hoping that you were just gonna...
He was hoping that I'd be a fucking retard.
Yeah.
And be like, oh, I'm just gonna smear that shit. As if I'm not gonna see large fucking nuggets of doo-doo.
Oh,
that's so gross.
See, if he was really industrious, he would have just smothered like a nice layer on the inside of the windshield wiper. So you wouldn't
so have never known.
It, and then it would just like have just done a huge brown streak.
Ew.
And then do something on your windshield that would require you to put your windshield wipers on.
Just this whole elaborate.
I mean, if you're going through all the trouble of putting shit.
That is so elaborate. Like, do a rain dance, create a rainstorm so this guy has to use his windshield wipers. It's brilliant.
I'm just saying that's how I would do it.
That's how I
would. But I'm very detail oriented, and I go all out with things like that. So, well, what about movies? Has anybody seen any good or bad movies? I mean, aside from the ones we are going to be talking about, Slugs,
aside from those.
Which is a 1986 movie about killer snails. We are going to be talking about, I guess, Slugs, technically, because snails have a shell, and these don't have shells. But
no, they didn't.
But before that, Nazi, have you seen anything?
You know, I can't really think of any movies that I haven't seen in a while, or, like, that I haven't rewatched.
Right,
like,
right.
They were good movies, though. Like, Batman Begins was on the other day.
Yeah.
That was pretty awesome. But it's on FX, like, all the time.
It is on
FX. And FX just is, like, one, it's a Christopher Nolan movie, so it's, like, already almost 3 hours long.
Right.
And then they add all these commercials at really inopportune parts. FX has a
ridiculous amount of commercials, it seems like, too.
And I feel like movies on TV lately, like, they don't cut to commercials at appropriate places.
Right.
Like, they've recently just taken this, like, phenomenon of just, like, cutting it halfway in the middle. Comedy Central's the worst about it, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
That's why I just don't watch movies on TV.
Oh, you know what? I did see Closer. Remember that one movie with, like,
I hate that movie.
That movie takes itself so fucking, like, kisses its own ass.
Clive Owen,
Julia Roberts. That's, Julia Roberts. God, so, wants to make me want to
up its own ass. Yeah, it's such pretentious shit. I hate that movie.
Doesn't make any sense.
Was hot though.
Yeah, she was.
She was a stripper, hot and everything. Oh yeah, she is a stripper.
That's right. So that's okay.
That's almost. You gotta watch it on mute. That's a mute worthy movie.
And fast forward through everything.
Yeah, and just get to the scenes of her.
So yeah, there you go.
I have two movies I actually want to talk about. No, I'll talk about one. I'll save one for another time. But I just recently watched a movie called Psycho Kickboxer, and I'm showing Nazli and Jeff the box cover art right now. Which for those of you at home,
it looks like the cover to, like, a Nintendo game or maybe a Sega Master System.
Totally. I was thinking Sega Genesis.
Yeah, absolutely.
The cover art for those, since this is an audio program and not a video program, although we will post a picture of this on the website because it deserves to be up there. The picture is of a Ninja Sans shirt.
a no-shirted
ninja kicking off the head of an evildoer. Just cleanly kicking it right off and blood squirting out of his neck hole.
Now, Aaron, where did you find this nugget of awesome?
Actually, and I'll give him a nice little shout out on the podcast, a friend of mine who does come regularly to the Bad Movie Night screenings that we do once a month at the New Studio and Cafe on Melrose here in Los Angeles, Casey Nielsen, who is a Bad Movie aficionado and buys he probably puts my DVD collection to shame. And he brought this to me at the last Bad Movie Night. He's like, you have to watch this. And it's essentially a revenge movie, and it's about a kickboxer who's getting ready for the fight of his life, and he just proposed to his girlfriend, and he's having dinner with his dad, who's, you know, like, the
about
lead.
To retire.
No, his dad's like the chief of police, or like the lead DA or something where he's high up, and his dad's doing, you know, prosecuting this case where he's gonna put this bad mobster guy behind bars
all at the same time.
And so, you know, as everything's coming, he's getting for this big fight. The mobsters kidnap the three of them and beat the shit out of the kickboxer and make him watch his dad's head be blown off with a shotgun.
Whoa.
Clean off.
Yeah.
And then they make him watch his wife be, or his soon-to-be wife, be raped twice and have her throat slit.
Twice?
Whoa.
Yes. Well, once is not enough.
Gosh.
Right.
Didn't get the point across that first time.
I mean, you know, they really wanted to build up to this revenge tale that was going to happen. And I will
Is why he's so angry that he would kick
someone's
head.
Which is
why
he's kicking heads off. Yes.
There's a city in the background too. I don't know if you noticed that.
Yeah.
Like a city skyline of some sort.
like a bad stock photo.
That kind of looks like blinds in like a room. Like,
right.
Like,
right.
But look at his posture in that kick. Something about like the right arm just looks, it looks awkward.
He's almost doing like the Karate Kid.
Almost.
Like crane kick. Kind if, of. You know, Daniel's son could kick heads
they
off.
They probably trademarked that. Like
probably.
That's, position, maybe.
But it is, the movie does star five-time world kickboxing champion Curtis Busch.
Oh,
and,
good.
And inside...
They went authentic for that.
Inside...
That. Oh, my God.
...is a picture, and it says, follow your dream.
It
and
does.
It's a picture
it's
of
purple, like...
of the star wearing all of his kickboxing belts. And there is, this is...
It's like purple starlight, like...
There's more inside?
No.
There's a whole, like, letter essay from Curtis Busch to the viewer and the person who just bought this DVD.
Like,
awesome. About following your dreams and, you know, how much of a passion project this movie was of his. And it's...
Wait, what's on the back?
It's on the back is him in full...
awesome.
Now full with ninja. Shirt, ninja regalia. But... If you can, this is a hard one to seek out. It's put out by Shockorama, which is a kind of exploitation underground, cult movie distributor. Seek it out if you can on the internet and check it out. It was very entertaining. It's one of those movies where the dialogue is so bad and the editing so bad, but it's got just those moments of sheer joy that are amazing.
Ridiculous violence.
Yeah.
Psycho kickboxing.
So that's what I saw. Well, okay, so let's move on to the final battle of our Bad Movie Night Fantasy League.
Oh,
and it's the final battle, because I'm sad to say I did not win this week. Therefore making Jeffrey the winner of the league.
Oh my gosh, so people voted for Axel from...
Yes, Axel.
It was close, though.
It was close. It was down to the wire between Axel Foley and every character from Norbit. But ultimately, Axel Foley went out. So Jeff, you are... Next year you will have to defend your crown.
Although I might be the winner of this, I think we're all losers for having.
Oh, there's absolutely no doubt about that.
For all of the Eddie Murphy awfulness in that.
So I would give you a prize, but I have nothing to give you. So your sheer pride is
your
prize.
I'd like to thank my mom.
Oh, that's sweet.
There's really nothing behind that.
I just love my mom.
Actually, I did watch. What do you call it? What is it? What is the... Is it Dr. Doolittle? Is that the
animals one? Or the...
Is that the one where you become skinny?
Yes.
No, what's
that's Nutty Professor.
Nutty Professor. I did watch Nutty Professor recently.
Nutty Professor
movie still cracks me up.
The original one? Yeah, that was funny, dude.
Well, the Eddie Murphy original one, yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah. No, that's that was his last, I think, really funny movie.
I mean, there's some really, really hilarious parts. And then there's some terrible parts. But,
yeah.
But overall, it still holds up, and I had an excellent time.
Yeah, I haven't seen that movie in a long time, mm-hmm. So I imagine, like, you wouldn't remember a lot of things.
No. So, it is a little past due now, but we're going to talk a little bit about we would be doing an injustice to not discuss the Razzie Awards, since they are kind of the awards geared towards our audience and what we're so passionate about, being bad movies. And so a few weeks ago, the 2013 Razzie Award winners were announced.
Or was it 2012?
Well, yes. I think technically it's 2012. They call this, for some reason, they call the 2013 Razzies on the website that I found these on. But I think technically it is the 2012 Razzies. But as probably as expected, Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 2 won quite a few of awards. I think it had 11 nominations. And wound up winning 7. So that's pretty good. Or pretty bad. I mean, depending on which way you look at it.
It's kind of like golf. You want, like, the lowest score.
there was... quickly recapping. The worst picture nominations were Twilight Saga, Breaking Dawn Part 2, Battleship, Oogie Loves in the Big Balloon Adventure.
What?
I don't know.
Can we watch that movie? That sounds ridiculous.
I remember seeing billboards for it. Or,
is
like,
it a
bus
cartoon?
Shelter thing. It's a kid's thing, but it's, like... creepy, weird. I don't know if they were puppets or actual animated cartoons, but apparently it was a huge bomb.
Wow.
The latest Adam Sandler movie, That's My Boy, and the latest Eddie Murphy movie, 1,000 Words. Uh-huh. And so there was some pretty tough competition in that. But yeah, ultimately, you know, the finishing of the Twilight Saga deserves to win the worst picture of the year, I think. So,
yeah.
And it went on to win worst actress for Kristen Stewart, who beat out Katherine Heigl in one for The Money, Mila Jovovich for the newest Resident Evil movie, Tyler Perry for Madea's Witless Protection. See, they nominated him for best actress
because
he dresses up as Madea in those movies.
Genius.
And Barbara Streisand and Guilt Trip. Poor Barbara Streisand. What, she does one movie every 10 years and she gets nominated for worst actress.
I hope she has some better luck in her life.
And then Worst actor, surprisingly, did not go to Robert Pattinson. It actually went to Adam Sandler for That's My Boy. Adam Sandler, what are we going to do with Adam Sandler?
You know what? He can just be Adam Sandler for me, and I would love him. Like, right. Just don't do any more movies. Like, you're so rich and successful, and you've had a really good run. Yeah. Like, just go on interviews and just be Adam Sandler. Or go and do stand-up again like you used to do. Yeah. Like, do that kind of shit. Like, he doesn't need to do any more shitty movies.
Or just do movies where you're just being like an Adam Sandler-esque character instead of like, I'm going to dress up like a woman and I'm my own sister.
Well, yeah. Jack and Jill.
Jesus
wow.
Christ.
He went the way of Lucas where he just like his comedic ability / genius is just faded.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's any fault of him just saying yes to everything. But the thing is, like, he's so money, so liquid. It's like, what's stopping him from, like, oh, well, why don't I go back and do Billy Madison again? Or, like, why don't I do this? Or why, like, he obviously doesn't care enough to even, like, try to go back to that. He's just like, nah, whatever. I'll just do another movie. Like, it doesn't matter. Because he's doing what? What's the shitty sequel with everybody?
Grown Ups 2.
Yeah. And it's like, why would he say yes to that? And then he's like, nah, fuck it.
Here's the best thing about Grown Ups 2, because they just released the poster for this recently,
mm-hmm.
and everyone's on the poster except Rob Schneider, which made things like, the movie's that bad that Schneider didn't even want to come, because you know, it's not like they wouldn't have had him back for the, I don't know if he dies in the first movie, or if, but I just assumed everyone lived in that movie, and so I was like, if Schneider was like, nah, fuck that, I'm out, like, I mean.
This film is doomed.
Yeah, how many
maybe
horrible
movies
is he
Maybe they just didn't put him on the, maybe he isn't it, but he's just not famous enough.
They were afraid he would scare people away. Yeah.
Rob Schneider is repellent. PG-13.
So Adam Sandler wins Worst Actor, beating out Nicolas Cage for Ghost Rider 2, Eddie Murphy for 1,000 Words, Robert Pattinson, and Tyler Perry gets nominated for Alex Cross. Ooh. And Tyler Perry's Good Deeds. There's too many stupid Tyler Perry movies to keep track of. Quickly, Worst Supporting Actress went to Rihanna for Battleship. Not a lot of interesting competition in that category. Taylor Lautner won for supporting actor. He beat out The Hoff in Piranha 3DD, and Nick Swartzen in That's My Boy. Another guy who's like so funny, but makes horrible movie choices.
Yeah,
I think he's indebted to Sandler to a certain extent. So you know, any movie that Sandler wants him in, he's gonna do. And apparently, Vanilla Ice is in That's My Boy as well.
What?
So he was nominated in that category as well. Wow. Let's see, is there anything else really worth touching on? I mean, everything else was pretty, Twilight won most of everything else. Director, worst screen ensemble, worst screenplay went to That's My Boy, and worst remake, ripoff, or sequel went to Twilight as well. So there you have it. Those are the Razzie Award winners for 2012. So, now,
boo them all.
I know. Let's hope no one ever sees any of those movies ever again. Next up, we talked a little bit on the last episode about looking towards the 2013 in bad movies. Mm-hmm. And
where did we stop? Part 1 to 2. I didn't even know.
I
don't remember. I think we got only into like what was coming out up until like February.
Yeah.
I don't think we really got that far.
I don't think so either.
There's quite a lot of bad movies coming out. I think.
Well, what are some of the other ones, Jeff?
Well, we did talk about Hangover Part 3. That's going to be a bad movie.
Did we talk about that?
I think we did a little bit.
We did, because you guys were like, it's going to be...
After Earth is going to be terrible.
Oh, yeah.
That sucks, too, because I love that monologue from the trailer. Yeah. Like, it's really fucking awesome.
The premise of the movie is rad.
But I just hate that it's both of them. Yes. Like, the thing is, like, Will Smith and his kid.
I hope I'm not right in assuming, and I could care less if I'm giving anything away from what I obtained from the trailer, because that's that Will Smith isn't dead the entire time.
Right.
And he's just thinking about his memory. And if that's right,
that's a good call.
Fuck you, M. Night. Like, just fuck right off. If I could pull that out from the trailer.
Wait, it's an M. Night Shyamalan?
Yeah,
I didn't know that. What? Yeah. It's like next.
You see that's how he does that now. He just put my name a little small, meaty, bottom right. You can't see.
How many times in the last decade have you said, fuck you, M. Night Shyamalan?
Every day of my life. Too just much. It's just fun to say. Really.
Sad but true. So when is After Earth coming out?
June 7th.
Okay, June 7th. So
and then Grown Ups 2, as we were just discussing, July 12th. Whoa, 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 whoa. Here, Check this shit out. July 12th, Grown Ups 2 going up against Pacific Rim. I don't know who's going to win that battle.
What?
I'm going to lean towards Pacific Rim.
I don't know, man. Don't underestimate. Grown Ups made a shit ton of money.
It did?
It made way more money than it ever deserved. Although, you know, I will
something
say,
tells me that's going to change. I think they're going to move that date.
Well, I will say that with the last two Sandler movies, That's My Boy and Jack and Jill, the box office revenue has been dropping substantially. I think people are finally catching on to the fact that he's not funny anymore. So very well could be Grown Ups too, but I don't know. I come across a lot of people who go, Grown Ups, man, that movie's hilarious. No, it's not. Come on.
Oh, yes. I'm actually looking forward a lot to this movie. Was R.I.P.D. Have you heard anything about it?
I haven't heard much about it, which is weird because it comes out in July, which isn't that far away. And I feel like there hasn't been a poster yet.
I like that it might be under the radar. Looks like just a cool
I hope so. I hope it's good, too, because it's got Jeff Bridges in it. Mm-hmm. It's got Ryan Reynolds in it. And it's basically about
I didn't know this, but Kevin Bacon's in it.
I didn't know that either. Yeah. And what's the basic premise of it?
Jeff
Bridges.
It's
based on a comic, right?
Right. Jeff Bridges is dead, and he can only see... I guess there's some kind of agreement or whatever he makes where he can continue, help people in the real world, but he can no longer see his wife, who's alive. That's like his penance to stay in the afterlife and assist Ryan Reynolds to uncover all these, I guess, continue what he's doing.
Right, is this the one where he's dressed like, where Jeff Bridges is dressed kind of like a marshal?
So he's dressed like he is all the time, except he doesn't have a robe on this time.
He's not holding a white Russian, and he's not wearing jelly sandals.
Not interested then.
So he's not the dude in Big Lebowski.
Yeah, but
Isn't he on like a Hyundai or like some
kind
of car
he's the voiceover
now?
In the Hyundai commercials, yeah.
It always boggles my mind, sorry, this is a total tangent, how there's so many famous people doing voiceover work.
Yeah.
Like,
you know
it's
why?
So unfair. I feel like they're doing voiceover work but not endorsing the product, so it's like, you don't know that you're not supposed to know that it's Jeff Bridges, but you can recognize his voice. It's not him saying, like, I'm Jeff Bridges, and
you're not supposed to. It's just, I mean, that's
endorse
just,
this. That's but the it's just crazy. I know, but it's just crazy that they are doing voiceover work that could go to, like, other people who don't necessarily
I think part of it is that they want people to go, I know that voice.
Oh.
And then they go seek out, they, like, Google, you know, Hyundai voiceover.
Yeah.
And like, oh, it's Jeff Bridges.
I think, like,
that way they're
kind
of searching out the product.
Too. Like, I remember him on, like, a car commercial, and... It's strange.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking more about voiceover work and like animation and stuff.
Oh yeah.
Which I have noticed like a lot more. Like a lot of animated cartoons like nowadays, like the new Tron animated
cartoon.
The voice
Elijah
acting
Woods
everybody's famous in there. Also one of my favorites, Avatar, Legend of Korra has a lot of big name like voiceover
It's
actors.
An animated Avatar show?
It's the sequel, Legend of Korra.
Oh, okay.
Avatar the Last Airbender.
Not
Cameron's Avatar. Okay. No, separate. But I feel like it's a good thing. It's like the way it was when we were kids, kind of like, remember like Transformers had like, had like famous people.
Totally.
I think it's cool.
Orson Welles.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I mean, it just like for a long, I think it was like 90s when it was just like voice acting was just shit.
Right.
Just bad. And now it's like cool again, which I think, that's what I thought you were saying.
Well,
yeah.
A part of it too is that the voice acting gig is so easy and such good money for such little effort. That those guys come in and they record their stuff in like an hour, get paid a shit ton of money.
Well, they
come in their pajamas.
They can easily knock out like almost like an entire season.
Oh yeah,
in a short amount of time,
totally.
Everything written,
wow.
And they'll have to bring them in probably after the fact to do some other like dubs or if their animation changed to match the picture. But that's
why a lot when those voiceover actors that do a lot of the animated shows bounce around from one show. I mean, once you can get that, it's such a cush gig. That if you can infiltrate that world, it's a very hard world to infiltrate.
Yeah.
And if you get on that list of, you know, that you have enough voices you can do and you get regular work. Those guys have it pretty sweet.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not to take anything away. They're not talented, but.
No. I mean, they probably work. I mean, think about like also video games, like games like Mass Effect and like all the, like, it's just the hours and hours of dialogue. I mean, that's not easy. Like they're it's probably like almost like a 9-to-5 job for X amount of time because it's, I mean, in any game now, it's like there's thousands of hours of dialogue in a lot of ways. And
crazy.
It's huge.
Let's see what else. Oh, July 31st, we have the Smurfs 2 to look forward to.
I'm looking forward to that because I've always wanted to see Katy Perry as a Smurf. So
always the second I laid eyes on her,
I was like, I was like, oh man.
Jeff has like a weird Smurf fetish. Like he Smurfavizes.
Smurfilic.
Smurfixiation.
Smurfilia.
Oh, okay.
Smurfilia. Smurfilia. I like that
yeah. There you
yeah.
go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coined it.
So I don't care about the Smurfs movies at all.
No, I think it's really sad that they take shit that we thought was cool when we were kids and just like,
I'm fine. I mean, it's like,
I don't like the I hate this kind of animation. I'm like really sick of like the Pixar-y, you know.
You mean like bad CGI?
Yeah, it's
or
not
bad
Pixar.
CGI. No. Pixar's awesome. I mean like the kind of like three-dimensional looking cartoons. Like
yeah, like live action with CGI.
Yeah, yeah. Like I love it's Pixar. Not done well. I take that back. But yeah, I don't want that. Like I'm sorry.
Yeah, who's in this? Well, what's his name's back is Gargamel. Yep. Hank Azaria, right?
He says from here: Christina Ricci, Neil Patrick Harris, Katy Perry, Anton Yelchin, Sofia Vergara. And I don't know, Jamie Mays. I don't know.
That sounds like a complete pass for me. Yeah. And it's so close to my birthday. I guess I'll have to find another movie to go see around my birthday.
Elysium. I've heard of this movie, been talked about for such a long fucking time, and it seems like it's taken forever to go.
Oh, that's
come out.
The,
it made me think. Like I know it's supposed to be like high up on like it's supposed to be good, but something tells me it's not going to be.
That's the follow up to the dude of District 9, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's Matt Damon's in it, right?
When is that?
Yes.
About?
It comes August 9th. I think a lot of the thing about it that it's been in the pipeline for so long is I think it was a matter of getting the funding for it and stuff. I don't. It's not a movie that I don't think has like sat on the shelf like some other movies.
Either, but it's just I feel like it, like when I first heard them talk about it, it's been so long since then.
Yeah, I'd like to believe that Matt Damon is pretty savvy with his film choices. Man, yeah. Damon.
I mean, he really hasn't done a.
He doesn't really
done,
do a lot
done
of
a bad movie in a long time. I mean.
No.
Without
no.
being like a cameo, notwithstanding, like a lead. I mean, he's pretty good at what he chooses, though.
Yeah, and even when the movie's not that good, he's still usually pretty good at it. So, because like even that movie, it was The Informant.
The Informant was, I liked it.
So boring.
But he is.
Oh, I like that movie.
He's so watchable. He's just,
but
he's
I
so
hate
fantastic.
Steven Soderbergh. So.
It moves slow.
Oh,
it does.
Steven Soderbergh is probably
such
one of the most overrated filmmakers ever.
Yeah. Orange and Blue.
The trailer for Kick-Ass 2 just came out recently.
I know.
Oh,
and that looks so amazing.
Did you read the second part of the comic?
No.
It's.
I haven't read the first part of the comic.
Really?
So no.
Oh, okay. It's pretty fun.
But I like the world.
And you know what, like, people who are like, talking about it,
I
like
the world
they're like,
too.
I hope it's not, like, taking the first part of the comic and, like, kind of, like, rehashing, which it doesn't, but, I mean, it's just, the second half is just, the second comic iteration of it is just, it's over the top and fantastic.
Yeah,
Nicolas Cage came back back in the
no.
I think
no,
they might have a flashback
again?
And stuff.
Oh, okay.
He's dead. His character's
he's,
dead. But,
he's dead.
But okay. I think he'll be in it.
Yeah.
And then you know you got Jim Carrey.
What?
Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey
is in
yeah.
it. Donald
Dang,
Faison's in it, which I'm very excited about. A lot of these.
Donald Faison, Murray,
yeah.
or from and Turk.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Murray.
Yeah.
Clueless.
I was like, what?
That's where we'll know him first and foremost.
Yeah, so I'm excited.
Cool.
It's a lot of fun shit.
Yeah
no,
it's awesome.
It looks good. And it looks like they've got an increased budget for the second one, but still looks like they've kept the kind of charm and badassdom of the original film. So hoping that one turns out to be a good flick.
Definitely looking forward to Riddick.
Okay.
No, not a fan.
Not really.
Did you like?
I liked Pitch Black.
And then did you see?
And then they started falling off for me.
Yeah.
Wasn't it just the second one? Too,
was that was
there
no,
a third
no, there was
one?
A third
it was Chronicles
one.
Of Riddick.
Yeah.
Chronicles of Riddick.
And that was it. And that was the second one.
Right.
This
so
is
the
oh,
third.
This is
the
third
yeah,
one.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't like Chronicles of Riddick.
Chronicles of Riddick was terrible.
Yeah.
It just because like I guess we've talked about it like so many times before. Like it came out in the midst of that like. Epic sci-fi, epic time.
Yeah.
And I was like,
yeah.
This is not an did you see the first movie? First sci-fi movie is just like toned, dark
right.
drama with sci-fi elements. Like
right.
that's what made that movie great. It's why everybody loved it. And then it was like sci-fi.
Yeah,
shit.
It was
you're
trying
like,
really.
It was
hard.
Like whoa.
Yeah, what made Pitch Black
Don't
so great is that it was
us.
So understated. You know, everything was very tonal and moody. The Chronicles of Riddick was just like, now we have hundreds of millions
of
dollars.
Yeah, it was like, whoa, we didn't ask for that. We don't fucking care.
Yeah. Machete Kills comes out on September 13th.
Yeah, I was just about to say. Wow. And they released the poster with what's her name?
Now that they worked out all that legal shit,
like booby guns. Like,
I think so. I'm sure whatever studio is just cutting a check to that other studio and making them go away.
Yeah,
that's usually what happens.
Bye bye.
They're just like, okay, here's money. Goodbye. So I think that's what's happening. And there's a shit ton of cameos in this new.
I'm sure.
Like, it's Lady Gaga's in there.
Oh, I'm sure she's just fantastic and not weird at all.
not dead eyed.
Charlie Sheen's in there. I'm a little worried about it. I'm a little worried that it might just be a little too much.
Yeah.
And not as fun, where it's just kind of, you know, like people who we despise being in there.
Although I've never really, I mean, for what it's worth, like, Robert Rodriguez always seems to do something that I enjoy. Like, I don't think I've seen... I'm trying to think of any of his movies that I have.
Most people
seen
don't
like
Once Upon a Time in Mexico, but I happen to really love
that movie.
I happen to really like that.
That movie's fantastic. Johnny Depp. One of Johnny Depp's fucking best roles for me.
He's the best part of that movie. I think
for sure.
The movie itself is flawed.
Maybe a little bit of Mickey Rourke.
It's a little too long.
Yeah.
But I wish Johnny Depp had more screen time in the movie, because when he's on screen, he's amazing in it.
Mm-hmm.
So Machete Kills comes out on September 13th, and that should hopefully live up to the first film. And then coming out in October, we have the sequel to Sin City. Jeez, that's taking long enough to come out, right? Sin City: A Dame to Kill For. I don't even remember when the first Sin City movie came. It was like 2007, 8?
No, well, maybe even
before
earlier.
That. Before that? Oh my god. Yeah,
I want to say it's 2002. 2005.
Oh, I was just about to say 2005.
Yeah.
I'm
not, like, I should be excited for this movie, but I'm not, is Carrie. I feel like, I mean, I've IMDb'd and I've seen the original.
Right.
I think I saw the second one, The Rage, which was fucking terrible. Bro, I think that has the kid from Home Improvement in it, I think.
I don't even remember.
If I remember correctly. And then there was a TV movie. It's like, I don't need anymore Carrie. But it's the girl from, what do you call it?
Kick-Ass.
Yeah.
Which is great. But...
She's a great actress. She's a great little actress. It's just that kind of taking, you know, an old property and trying to make it new again instead of coming up with new ideas. And I don't know. Yeah, I'm not looking forward to it. To me, it's you know, the original one with what's her name, Sissy Spacek, is pretty awesome, and I don't know how you can.
What's the point?
Kind of like, yeah.
They're doing that. I mean, they're remaking everything.
Yeah,
it's
become that's all people
that's
do
all
now.
It is,
Paranormal Activity.
Oh my
5?
God! I just saw that on this list. Gross.
It's not fair to anyone.
That last
you know
one.
What? It's America's fault. They keep going to see those stupid fucking movies.
I went. I'm guilty. I went and saw the fourth one.
No, you didn't.
I did, because me and Crack wanted to go get and then go watch it.
Oh my gosh!
I blame myself.
Yeah, that's.
Who's excited for the Hunger Games too?
I am. I love the first one.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I was a big fan.
You sounded so angry.
Okay.
I didn't see it either.
It's not like the worst movie. It's not bad, but. Didn't you feel like it was the style of it, like the way they shot it was pretty shitty?
What's his name? Gary Ross is not a very good director. He's a kind of an average director. I thought it was decently faithful to the book. I don't, you know, they're not going to make it as raw as the book is in certain points, because they have to appeal to a PG crowd in order to, you know, make as much money as they can, which I can't knock them for that, but... I enjoyed it. I have like a total crush on Jennifer Lawrence.
The world, well, everyone does.
Everyone does now after the Oscars.
Yeah,
because she was pretty awesome in her what's it called, the backstage speech. And when did you guys see that clip when Creeper Jack Nicholson tries to roll
what?
Up on her?
Yeah, no. He tries to roll up. He's like, whoa, what's she doing?
She's doing a like a post Oscar interview with George Stephanopoulos from ABC, and Jack Nicholson just appears in the background, like all Creeper status. And he's like, I loved you in Silver Linings Playbook, and she's like, oh, and she just straight up tells him, like, you're being really rude right now.
Nice.
And but yet at the same time, it was funny because she was like telling him he was being rude, but she was also like very like starstruck and she was being very kind of like fun, and she's
very
adorable.
Sharp. Like,
yeah,
she's
is.
Very on the level and sharp. Like, and I appreciate that about her.
And the other thing I like about her too, yeah, she is a good actress. She's a great actress. She's gonna be around for a very long time. And
I hope so. Good
the other thing I like about her too is that she doesn't she's the antithesis of Anne Hathaway.
Yeah.
Where Anne Hathaway's like,
such a fucking tool.
I'm so happy. Like, Jennifer Lawrence just tells it like it is. She doesn't buy into the Hollywood bullshit. Whereas Anne Hathaway just always seems like she's acting.
Yeah, you know? Totally.
And it's and I find that refreshing from Jennifer Lawrence that she just kind of tells it like it is.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else? The Hobbit? The next Hobbit movie's coming out already?
December.
Yeah, it's like how they did it for Lord of the Rings.
They
it's
did it every year. They did it every other year.
Yeah, I think it's because they did they record this one at this, I mean, they shoot it all at the all same time? The same
yeah.
Time.
Yeah.
I feel like they didn't make as big deal of like newsworthy stories about The Hobbit.
Well, they really the problem with The Hobbit.
They should.
The whole like.
They should.
The whole 60 frames thing overtook
that's true. Yeah,
the film itself.
That's all they talked about.
All I'm going to say about The Hobbit, no reason to make three movies out of it.
No, I agree.
No reason.
No, it should have been part one and two, like they originally thought.
Or just one. It's just one.
There's a lot that goes on in that book.
You know it's, even if they did one, you know it's going to be 3.5 hours.
Right, that's
but
why
I tell that story in 3.5 hours.
I'd rather not cram it into 3.5 and make it part one and two and have it the prop like three.
But they were
like,
able to cram all the Lord of the Rings books into one movie, each one into one movie, except for the last one.
But those are a lot of.
They're all.
But I mean, that's a different story. There's a lot of.
But isn't the book The Hobbit shorter than any of those other Lord of the Rings?
Yes, it is. But I mean, the thing like the final like act of the book is like the entire like this huge, huge battle, and you know you can't like to condense that. Would be just it wouldn't be fair, you know.
Yeah, and there's dragons.
Yeah, the desolation of Smaug, which is the next one.
I'll take Game of Thrones over.
Oh my gosh, so exciting
over the Tolkien world.
Do they have they cast any spell? I haven't seen Game of Thrones since the first season. Does anyone cast any magic in?
Yeah, there's that one that creepy dude who they like appears and disappears and.
Oh, the in the Undying Lands.
Yeah, what is that guy?
He's like a warlord or a warlock.
Warlock, yeah.
Yeah.
Are there any dragons?
There are dragons, and there's also more dragons Melisande. This she's the red woman. She has.
See, you need
magic.
I'm not opposed to it.
You need to get back on board.
I watched the first season. And I was like, all right, now I haven't read the books. I have nothing against the show or the books or anything. I'm just
it's very much a drama just in a fantasy world.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I would describe it. Is like
it's a fantasy show for people who don't like fantasy. Is essentially what it is.
I would say it's a very it's the ease into fantasy for most people. Yeah. Like because fantasy is very. It's very, niche, but...
Yeah.
All right.
That's fine.
That's we've covered, I think, a majority of the movies.
Oh, Anchorman 2, that's what I'm looking forward to very much.
Yes,
so.
I hope that... I'm worried, but I'm hoping that one's going
to
be good.
I am too, but I think I'm going to enjoy it.
We really need to kind of delve headfirst in and talk about Slugs.
Oh, God. This
so, a little background about Slugs. It came out in 1988. I think I said 1986 earlier, so I apologize. 1988, it was a horror film
but
based
it feels
on a
like
novel.
1986.
That was the first thing I wrote. I was like, based on a novel?
Based on a novel.
Question mark, exclamation
yeah.
point.
Apparently, it was banned in Australia. Until the early 90s by the Queensland Censorship Board, which is...
Why?
Because aren't there
the slugs?
Well, the slugs are from there, aren't there? Like, there's a certain...
Oh, is that?
I don't know. That sounds good to me.
Nobody's
going to call me out on that. Australia is native of the black slug, actually.
No.
Are there actually
really?
Black slugs?
It could be. I don't know.
Those slugs were weird looking.
But those are legit
they're
standard...
real slugs?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Black slugs. Like, I looked it up, and I was like, are those... And yeah, and they do get... They do get as big as they do in the movie, but like,
do they get
in the film? And they're like, "Holy shit!" I'm like,
"Do they become
holy shit?"
Do they have teeth? And do
no, they don't. Well, they,
oh,
that's not true. They do eat. They do eat meat. They is that the noise they make?
That's the sound.
That
they make.
Isn't that the sound of turtle raping Shu?
Oh, it is.
No, it's
yeah, exactly.
Wow, wow. Oh,
that's a different.
Wow.
That's a different turtle video.
I love that.
But they do eat meat. They
really?
Oh, they do.
Yeah.
What? But this movie is based on.
Okay, well, let's give people a synopsis. So, Slugs is about a rural town that becomes prey to a strain of black slugs spawned from toxic waste dumping. It is up to the local health inspector to stop them. People are dying mysteriously and gruesomely. Only health worker. Mike Brady has a possible solution, but his theory of killer slugs is laughed at by the authorities. Only when the body count begins to rise and a slug expert begins snooping around does it begin to appear as though Mike might be right.
Slug expert.
Oh man, this just
every movie needs a slug expert, as far
and a health inspector. Like, was that your protagonist? Really? Like,
the health inspector with his partner there,
deputy. Like, yeah.
The first the first thing I wrote about this movie is, why is everyone in this movie a dick? Like, everyone's such a dick to everyone.
That sheriff or whatever is so angry all the time.
Everyone is. Even Mike Brady is a dick in the very beginning.
He is such a dick. Yeah. He always is just, like, copping at, like, oh, so we're going to do this now?
Yeah.
Like, he just cops an attitude when someone was just like, I'm just asking you a question, man.
He's mean to, like, the people he works with, like, that woman. She's like,
right.
Okay.
Yeah. I wrote it down. Dumb. His poor, like, receptionist.
Yeah, I was like, she didn't do anything.
I just took a message, or, you know, I just have a phone, somebody on the phone for
you. Get him on the phone.
You're right.
Yeah, right. I wrote, why is Mike such a dick to his secretary?
Yeah.
Mike Brady, obviously. That's
why
ridiculous.
This movie is great, and I'll without delving into what the story is the pointless. Maybe it's this B or C story with the guy trying to close the deal and his alcoholic wife.
Oh my god!
It serves one purpose and one purpose alone.
One
to have that man
purpose.
Die in the restaurant.
The best death I've seen in a movie in a very long time.
That's
though.
It. You know that guy was running. Was like, oh shit! Like from page 1, he's like. B story.
This shit's gonna pay off on page 64.
So do we? We don't ever find out about the alcoholic wife dying, though.
No, she
doesn't
die.
She ate the fucking same salad, and like,
oh yeah, the hell,
they both did. Okay, backstory.
Maybe
what
she
we're
didn't
explaining
eat, 'cause she's too busy
is
boozing. Okay.
Let's back up and let's go in order. Oh, by the way, so the inspector and his wife are having dinner or drinks with. The guy who's going to close the deal and his alcoholic wife. And it's just the alcoholic wife being a total fucking drunk bitch.
Yeah.
And they leave.
Plus, we don't even know these characters at that point.
No.
No. They just met them. And then they meet another couple.
Yeah.
Which is his, like,
deputy which,
whatever, or, like,
not to mention, everyone, like, looks the same in the movie. And
except for this dude's wife, who, I don't know if that was, like, the Italian, like, producer's sister.
Yeah.
Who had the total fob accent.
Yeah.
Immediately just meeting this woman calls her the wicked bitch of the North. I was like, who are you? It was so weird. I don't know who that woman was.
That whole scene, like all the dialogue in that scene, I was like, my God, this movie's going to suck so hard. I actually kind of wound up liking it a little bit. There's some great death scenes in this movie. And that's probably the most redeeming part.
When they I guess it's when they start seeing they see the slugs in the front yard or whatever, and he puts the slug and he
you mean the one it bites in the
yeah okay
with like little tiny like,
and then they,
shark teeth.
Okay they put it in like a plastic container and they take it to the scientist guy,
right?
It's my favorite scene because of this dialogue. I can't remember, I'm paraphrasing, but it's like and he like they're telling me, oh, you need to check this out, blah blah blah, and he's like, well, tell me, what does it do? Or, like, what's the problem? And he's just like, you'll find out. And he leaves. I was like, what? I was like, that's, like, the worst. Why are you leaving? Just tell the poor guy. To know he doesn't need to stick his fucking hand in the thing to get, like, bit.
Yeah.
What?
Why or to release, like, a killer slug into the world again.
What am I getting into? Gotta go return some videotapes.
Like, what the fuck?
Meat. Animals.
But they're usually only as big as your thumb, Mike. However, there are some species which do eat tiny worms and insects. Why do you ask?
John, let's say I'll call you in the morning, okay?
All right. Make it after lunch.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to lock this door from the outside.
Mike Brady is an asshole. Like, that was right there.
Yeah.
Why? Have you ever heard Jack Daniels called Captain Jack?
No.
I've never. And they
Except
refer
to Billy Joel. In his Captain Jack song.
Oh, is that about Jack Daniels?
Yeah, Captain Jack will get you high today. Yeah,
Jack I don't Daniels. Know. I've never heard Jack Daniels.
I mean, it's Captain Jack, but I mean, nobody.
Because they refer to it as that, and I was like, wait, what's.
Because there's Jack Daniels and there's Captain Morgan's.
Right.
And yeah.
Because there's that scene where the two teenagers, while the parents are away, are gonna have.
By the way, the
Bobby.
Teenagers, that dude looked like he was 45 years old. That was ridiculous.
Yeah, and I love that when they're like getting hot and heavy. And then she winds up dying on the somehow miraculously the floor gets
covered right. in slugs.
I mean,
no slugs. Surface area.
The slowest moving creatures.
Covered.
It's boggling my mind.
Well, sometimes a slug moves fast and sometimes they move slow. So we're in that like whole like fast zombie, slow zombie. Yeah, there's a few scenes where they move fast, but for the most part, they're just like, because they have like some like times where they move fast, but most of the part's just footage of them doing slugs.
Right.
Actual real slugs.
But I mean, in nature, do slugs move fast?
No, they're slow as fuck. No, man. There is no fast-moving slug. That would indicate, it would be like Sonic the Hedgehog slug. That doesn't exist.
Yeah, no, it's a... So, he proceeds when his girlfriend starts getting devoured by the slugs on the
right.
floor.
He's going to make a break for it.
But you see how like little effort he makes to try to save her? Yep. Like, he could... like reach over and pull her up.
Yeah.
But he's too like on the bed. It's
not just that. It's like, okay, his fucking brilliant plan is I'm going to try to make it from the bed to the window. Not like, let me like wrap my feet in like a whole bunch of cloth and step over these slugs.
Let me throw the comforter or like a blanket or something like over the slugs. Like,
the whole goddamn,
mattress.
What the fuck? That'll get you to the door, bro.
No, he thought he was like an action hero. He was just gonna make that leap to the window.
Which is like basically not even like a foot and a half. Yeah. It was like 2 feet. Like fuck, you should have cleared it, dude.
And then he just eats shit and falls on the floor.
Ugh, slugs.
Yeah, that was so
slugs.
Oh, slugs.
That's our scooty booty for today. slugs.
Oh yeah, here I put Mike Brady is a dick. Doesn't really express his feelings well. Just sounds like he's perma sassy. He's just always like sassing people.
Right, right.
And I like the deputy guy. It's later in the movie. It's when he goes like Mike Brady goes to get him and like tell him like, oh shit, like it's shit's about to hit the fan. And that deputy guy's like playing like football with his son. And I was like, you're the dude who knows the climate right now.
Right.
I would not be playing like right? with my children.
He's,
I'd be like,
he's so nonchalant.
He's just like, oh, okay, maybe we should go in the sewers and then I'll die. It's like, yeah.
There's always time to throw the pigskin around with the
he's
boy.
A good
you know?
Father.
He's a good father. He's a good father.
Maybe that's my bad.
You're going to be a horrible father.
I guess so. I would.
Sorry, Jeff. But we do have to talk about that dinner scene in that restaurant.
Yes, please do. For sure.
Where so we have the husband of
wife.
Well, she's not there, right?
No. But we want to give back a little foundation to
the
what
husband
happens.
Of the alcoholic Kathleen Turner esquire,
right?
Who's been fighting off this from like the night before, where he was feeling ill and all this, and he's getting through it.
His wife made him a salad,
right? She made a salad. She was drunk and passed out in the living room, and the slug got in the middle of the lettuce,
right?
I don't know how it. In the middle of it. It must have been ate through it. Let's just assume that.
Let's rationalize this movie. So she just...
That's kind of adorable, Aaron. Please stop it.
I want one.
I call this one Bitey.
Aww. Chompers. So she... wakes up from a drunken stupor and immediately just goes to make a salad, not noticing.
She's like, oh, I'm a fucking horrible wife. I better get my husband's dinner on the table.
Yeah, let me make a salad, totally not washing it or doing anything. I'm just going to cut right through the lettuce and cuts through a slug, as we only see. And he eats the food. She does, too. Nothing happens to her.
Right.
Because she has alcohol in her body, so the alcohol attacks the slug and the acidity.
Okay, so I'll go with that.
Sure.
Cool.
And so the next evening,
you eat a slug, just down a fucking bottle
of vodka.
Just down
some Captain Jack's.
Yeah,
bring
there you
it
go.
All back.
The next evening, he has a dinner meeting to close this deal.
He was sick from the night before.
Right, he's not feeling well, but he's trying to power through it to close this deal. And really, it does not matter what this deal is for.
We all know he's doomed.
Yeah, and so he's getting progressively worse. Mm-hmm. Until it finally boils over when he's drinking his scotch.
He starts bleeding. He goes to the bathroom.
So gnarly.
He's
bleeding and
everything.
He goes into the bathroom to like...
Try to get water.
Yeah, his nose is bleeding. So the shit's about to hit the fan. You know this guy's going to die a horrible, horrible death.
Automatically means something bad's about to happen.
And then he proceeds to bleed out of... Was the nose bleeding into the scotch?
Mouth.
Was that before?
Yeah.
Or
before no, it was right then. It's when he comes back.
Okay. And from there, he...
he proceeds to have one of the gnarliest death scenes I've ever seen in a movie.
It was too much.
Because, so let's describe, all I really remember is his eye bursting.
Eyes bursting, like fucking whatever, slimy, like pasta looking worms just fucking shoot out of his face.
Yeah.
He doubles over after he, like...
I will say, fantastic special effects for that scene.
Oh, yeah.
That's incredible.
So it's in a restaurant full of people.
Right.
He doubles over, falls on the floor, starts screaming, his face explodes, and, like, worms come out. And then, this was all, like, hours before whatever the rest of the movie, right? It's, like, all in kind of the same night or... Tuna? I don't know. I can't really tell the basis of time in this movie.
I wasn't following the timeline.
The reason I'm bringing this up is that nobody believes that there's fucking killer slugs or some crazy shit going on when this guy's fucking face exploded.
and the cop guy after is like, oh, it's probably bad food here.
And
the guy's like, it's not my restaurant. I make a good food here.
It's like, what bad raviolis ever made somebody fucking explode? You may shit out your ass a little bit, fine.
Yeah.
But you are not exploding.
Your eyes are not blowing out of your head.
No, you shouldn't.
And exploding into projectile worms. That's probably the highlight of the movie for me. That's the most memorable thing that sticks out of my head. I did write down a line that I thought was pretty pretty funny. I forget who says it, but the line is, "How about when I get back, we get naked and get crazy?" And I don't remember who says that in the movie.
No, I think it was the dude who goes into the sewer to his fob wife. Oh. They had like their intimate like I love you moment. I remember when we first met or whatever. And then you're like, oh, this guy's fucking dead because they're having like their scene now. And then it was like all gross and like making out. Ugh. And I was just like, okay, no, I got
it. It was the most non-believable couple I've ever seen in a movie. Like she seemed like way older than him.
And maybe it was his mom. Maybe like they had to like there was a favor that was called in from the production company. I don't know.
What kind of deal is that?
He's like, I want to watch my mom make out on camera.
Gross.
I'm going to go out for a while.
You'll be long?
No, I don't think so.
Where are you going?
Brady and I are going to go kill some man-eating slugs.
Oh. I trust this so-called killer slugs of yours aren't 18 years old and speak French.
Oh, no. But I tell you what, when I do get back, how about if we get naked and get crazy?
I'll be here.
Can I ask, or I'm just going to bring up one thing, is they kept talking about this Halloween party. But there was no basis in the movie whatsoever that it was Halloween at all.
No, until that one. Yeah.
And then the Halloween party, nobody dressed in costume. What kind of fucking Halloween party is the only indication that it was Halloween party? There's just like some dude with a pumpkin on his car. Yeah, not even a carved pumpkin, just a fucking gourd.
Well, they needed
that means it's Halloween. Now.
Yeah, they were like, "When does this movie come out?" Halloween. Okay, we got to do a Halloween scene real quick. Get some fucking pumpkins.
Oh, another movie with terrible ADR.
Yeah, oh, of course. Like, mm-hmm. Did you guys, you know when they were having that party scene, it totally reminded me of the location of Dazed and Confused. Totally. Like the water tower party. It totally looked like the exact same location it was shot in. And then what's with the whole like rape subplot going on in that scene?
Oh my gosh.
It's just kind of like, why is all of a sudden this girl...
the one time the prude chick gets killed. Instead of like, the chick who fucks everybody that gets killed.
And that totally
she
goes...
She should have just fucked that guy because then she probably wouldn't have died.
Yeah, like,
well, that's the law of the movie. Yeah.
No, it's the law in movies is the opposite. If you fuck, you die. The virgin is the one who survives. Either you could argue that they turn it around and turn it on his head, or they didn't obey the rule because they're fucking losers.
Or they just hate chicks who don't put out.
Who doesn't hate chicks who don't put out? And then there was like, he like starts to try to rape her with the pizza. He's like, "Have some pizza, you'll like it." You know, he's like, it's so rapey that
put
whole
it in
scene.
Your mouth,
yeah,
the pizza.
There was an electrocution. I wrote down an electrocution.
I don't remember.
Oh, in the sewers, when they electrocute like, the water and it's like the animated lightning bolt.
Totally.
I love when they do that in movies.
Ridiculous.
It's
an easy way out. Ghostbusters.
Yeah. And how much, like, The music in this movie reminded me so much of like a bad 80s television show.
I wrote exactly sitcom ending music. I wrote the driving music. Always when they were driving, it was like so like...
Driving is fun. It was pretty ridiculous.
Sheriff, you don't mind if I smoke, do you?
I sure as hell do, Brady. You can muck up your own lungs if you want, but don't mess with mine, goddammit. Today's your lucky day, Brady.
Oh, really? Why is that?
Littering's a $500 fine in this state. Don't let me catch you doing it again.
Sheriff, you know what they found in those candies you're eating? Rat shit. Maggots. Now, Sheriff, littering. It's a $500 fine.
Son of a...
I can't believe this movie was based on a novel.
It's a real page turner, I'm sure.
I bet. Masterpiece theater.
It was made by a Italian or a Spanish film.
Yeah.
Juan Piquer? I don't know if I'm telling you, Simon.
That lady, totally this dude's mom.
Yeah,
or
for sure. So there's this big finale at the end where Mike Brady and the other dude, who I can't remember his name, they go into the sewers and they go to like the nest and where all the slugs are kind of gaining all their power from this like bubbling.
They just pump gasoline and just blow them up. That's it, right?
Yeah,
that's it.
That's essentially how it
ends. Brilliant plan.
Yeah. Hey, it worked. It worked,
but
until the very end,
mm-hmm.
Until the last shot of the movie,
lingering. Here I am. I'm here. You didn't get me.
sad to say, there's no Slugs 2 sequel. They left it wide open.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Let's do it.
Not yet. So,
well, I like to think that Slither is the spiritual sequel.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see that. Yeah.
Where those slugs or whatever they are actually move
they,
really
like,
fast.
Invade and, people's bodies.
Yeah, they like possess them.
It's a good flick. It's Nathan Fillion at his finest.
Yeah, he's pretty great in that movie. I don't know. Is there anything else really to touch on with the movie?
No.
I think that pretty much covers it. So check out Slugs. It is streaming on Netflix, as all of our Wheel of Misfortune picks are. So you should check it out. And with that, we're going to close out with the Wheel of Misfortune and see what one or two star Netflix streaming movie we're going to be watching.
Whoa, one or two stars on whose level?
Yeah.
I'm going off the Netflix rating system.
People are assholes. That's what I think.
I know. How dare they give Slugs one star? All right, so let's give the old wheel a spin and see where we land.
Suspense.
Hang on, let me pull it up here. I'm actually going to do it
today. Oh my god.
Yeah, we're going to legit.
You mean you're actually going to spin the wheel like we always spin
the
wheel.
Yeah, giant wheel that we have.
The giant wheel that sits in my living room and has become a fixture for all to see.
I lied. We're pretending to spin it now.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Spinning that wheel at it after the fuck. Cuz I fucked it up. Let's see what we're going to watch.
Oh, slowing up. Oh, slowing down. That's it. And it landed on?
Oh, Pool Boy Drowning Out the Fury?
What does that mean?
What could it be?
I don't know, but we'll find out next time.
I'm very excited for this.
So with that being said, that concludes another edition of the Bad Movie Night podcast. Thank you for listening. I'm Aaron Vaccaro.
Meh. I'm Jeff Tafaro.
I can't beat that, so I'm just going to say Nosley goodbye. Stay classy.
And Snooty Booty.
Scooty Booty! Later.
Aw, slugs.
I told you I didn't want to come to this party.
Come on, it's a Halloween party. How can you not be having fun?
I feel really awkward here. I'm hardly dressed
for this. You look fine. Just have a couple of beers.
Have some pizza.
I don't want any pizza.
Try some.
I don't
like it. Bug off.
Could we go?
Yeah.
Good job, good wife. You're right on time.
hate.